Richard III, Act One, Scene One, by William Shakespeare, read for LibriVox.org by Alan Davis Drake. Now is the winter of our discontent, made glorious summer by this son of York, and all the clouds that lord upon our house in the deep bosom of the ocean buried. Now are our brows bound with victorious wreaths, our bruised arms hung up for monuments, our stern alarums changed to merry meetings, our dreadful marches to delightful measures. Grim-visaged war hath smoothed his wrinkled front, and now, instead of mounting barded steeds to frighten the souls of fearful adversaries, he capers nimbly in a lady's chamber to the lascivious pleasing of a flute. But I, that am not shaped for sportive tricks, nor made to court an amorous looking-glass, I, that am rudely stamped, and want love's majesty to strut before a wanton ambling nymph, I, that am curtailed of this fair proportion, cheated of feature by dissembling nature, deformed, unfinished, set before my time into this breathing world, scarce half-made, and that so lamely and unfashionable that dogs bark at me as I halt by them. Why, I, in this weak pipping time of peace, have no delight to pass away the time, unless to spy my shadow in the sun and descant on mine own deformity. And therefore, since I cannot prove a lover, to entertain these fair, well-spoken days, I am determined to prove a villain, and hate the idle pleasures of these days. Plots have I laid, inductious, dangerous, by drunken prophecies, libels, and dreams, to set my brother Clarence and the king in deadly hate, the one against the other. And if King Edward be as true and just as I am subtle, false, and treacherous, this day should Clarence closely be mewed up about a prophecy which says that G of Edward's heirs the murderer shall be. Dive, thoughts, down to my soul. Here Clarence comes.
This recording is in the public domain.
Virginity being blown down. From All's Well That Ends Well, Act 1, Scene 1. This is a LibriVox recording. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org.
Virginity being blown down, man will quicklier be blown up. Marry, in blowing him down again, with the breach yourselves made, you lose your city. It is not polite in the commonwealth of nature to preserve virginity. Loss of virginity is rational increase, and there was never virgin got till virginity was first lost. That you are made of is metal to make virgins. Virginity, by being once lost, may be 10 times found. By being ever kept, it is ever lost. 'Tis too cold a companion. Away with t. There's little that can be said in t. 'Tis against the rule of nature. To speak on the part of virginity is to accuse your mothers, which is most infallible disobedience. He that hangs himself is a virgin. Virginity murders itself, and should be buried in hallways out of all sanctified limit, as a desperate offendress against nature. Virginity breeds mites, much like a cheese, consumes itself to the very paring, and so dies with feeding his own stomach. Besides, virginity is peevish, proud, idle, made of self-love, which is the most inhibited sin in the canon. Keep it not.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?